You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I'm really pleased and honored and thrilled to be joined with a pastor and author, Teron Gaddis, who serves at Greater Bethel Baptist Church here in the Oklahoma City metro area and also is with Pastor G Ministries. Pastor Gaddis, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having us, Brian. I appreciate you and the work you're doing for our convention.
Well, we're grateful to serve alongside you and want to talk today about prayer and specifically your work on helping Christians pray for their pastors. And I understand there's a new book as part of a series, and I was hoping you could give us an update and tell us all about this effort.
Great. Every year during August, we have a national prayer emphasis where we try to use the 31 days in August to pray for our pastors. It is a time of focus, faithful and fervent prayer for the pastor. So many times the pastor just kind of work goes unnoticed many times as a whole. We just want to spend some time covering the pastor who constantly covers us each and every day throughout the year. And so we take the month of August and make an emphasis on praying for our pastors, holding up our pastor's arm each day during the month of August.
I think that's so vitally important. And I love the title of the new work you put out. Can you tell us about that one?
Absolutely. The title is kind of different. We kind of use a sports theme, you know, to kind of help people understand. And so everybody understands what a high five is, and whatever sport you're in, you understand. We use in the sports arena. Sometimes we just use it to greet each other, and when we are excited about something, we kind of give each other a high five. And so we just kind of use that title to try to encourage people to just encourage their pastor by giving them a high five. And the way you do that is that you pray for them. The subtitle of the book is called Covering Your Pastor's Blind Side. Of course, we all know the movie The Blind Side.
Yes.
That was made famous. And at the beginning of that movie, it has a monologue that has been is recorded by Sandra Bullock. And she talks about Joe Theismann, the Redskins quarterback, because we know him to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. He takes the snap. He hands the ball off to the running back. The running back throws the ball back to him because it's a trick play, flea flicker. And the ball is tossed back to Joe Theismann. And Lawrence Taylor is coming in, and he kind of goes behind him and literally tackles him. But in that tackle, he actually ends the career of Joe Theismann, and he never played another down. And so thus we want to cover our pastor's blind sides. Of course, the tackle then becomes one of the top paid players because his job is to watch the quarterback's blind side. And so many times we find out that our pastors who are, you know, our quarterbacks, our leader, you know, the one that champions our call each and every week, many times things come at him or her that they cannot see. They cannot see all around. We don't have eyes in our back of our head. We're actually not Superman and super people. We're actually human beings that have been called to do a divine work, and we need help in doing so. And so we try to encourage this for the next 31 days to kind of cover your pastor's blind side in some specific ways that will be helpful in the pastor's life.
I love that analogy, and you know, thinking of, it's been said, prayer is firing the winning shot. That's how we engage in spiritual warfare, call on God's help. I know you have people name these ministers and pastors by name, and that's a powerful concept as well, but you've experienced, being a pastor yourself, just how important it is to lift up the arms of the pastor through prayer. What are some victories you're hearing about, or what are some important battles that might be an important part of this prayer effort?
Well, one of the things that we do, and while we have emphasis in August, we encourage to have emphasis whenever there's 31 days in a month. A church can do that all the time. And then we pray for pastors every Sunday. Every Sunday morning, we pray for pastors here. I actually reach out to pastors. We have now, we're covering close to 500 pastors. Our goal is that by the end of beginning of 2020, we will be covering 1,000 pastors from around the world. We're covering now in Cape Town, Africa now, through some of our contacts. And so we're praying for pastors. Some of the wonderful stories that we get is oftentimes pastors will wake up on Sunday morning and to feel the struggle and the strain and the stress of being having to stand before people and declare the word of God. And a lot of times pastors wake up and they'll wake up to a text from me and from praying for pastors and pastoring ministries, and they are encouraged to go stand and declare God's word. And we have to understand how difficult that is at times, because we're fighting an enemy. It's not flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities. And so the enemy is doing his very best to try to disrupt what's going on in our churches, because if we can get clergy in the pulpit to preach powerful sermons through the prayers from the pew, then what happens is it's going to change their homes, it's going to change our churches, it's going to change our communities, it's going to change our city, it's going to change our country, and even change our world. And many pastors are just simply encouraged that they're not in this by themselves. We believe that no pastor ought to be left behind. And so many times as pastors, while we may pastor churches, an average pastor is about 75 to 100, but there are pastors who pastor mega churches, and yet they feel lonely. They feel left behind. They feel like they've been left out. And while they may have a 1,000, 2,000 member congregation, some even 10,000 congregation, they feel alone because nobody really feels, really understands what they struggle with each and every day. And so we don't want any pastor left behind. We want to cover all the pastors. We want to encourage their members to pray for them from the pews. Each and every week we have pastors who will return our text and say, "This pastor, I needed this message today. I needed to know that somebody was praying God's word over my life, that we took in 5 members and 3 of them are going to gave their life to Christ, and we're going to baptize them next Sunday. You know, that the sermon went well. I preached this particular passage and God, you know, moved in us in a miraculous way." And they have been blessed by the prayers, encouraged by the prayers, to continue the work that we all have to do in order to build a kingdom here on earth.
Thank you for sharing that. That's powerful. How can people get their hands on the book or these resources?
Well, it's very simple. You can go to our website, which is www.pastorgministries.com. And on the front page, you can, if you are a pastor, you can get your church connected. Well, we'll be able to help you with resources that will help your congregation learn how to pray for you. If you're just a member of a church and you say, "I want to pray for my pastor," because so many times members don't really know what to do. You know, they want to do something great for their pastor, but I don't know what to do. Maybe I don't have a whole lot of money, or maybe I don't have a whole lot of time, but I want to do something for my pastor. Then they can get connected as well and pray for their pastor. You can get the material all at the website at pastorgministries.com. Or we have a text way where you can get connected. If you're a pastor and you want to get connected, you know, I want resources, because sometimes it gets very difficult to try to for a pastor to encourage a congregation to pray for them. Sometimes, you know, even as a pastor who's been at the same church for 28 years, this past Sunday, I celebrated 28 years, my wife and I. And sometimes it's very difficult when you have to stand before the people, even though it is biblical, and even though it is rightly dividing the word of truth. There are scriptures that encourage the church how to take care of the pastor. Sometimes, it is is difficult, and sometimes we feel clumsy in speaking about ourselves because we're servants, and yet we need to learn how to be served. And so if you're a member and you say, well, I want to do something for my pastor, all you got to do, if you're a pastor and you want to get your church connected, just text the word pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, to 405-622-8448. And then if you are a member and you want to pray for your pastor, just text the word pray, P-R-A-Y, to 405-622-8448. And again, that number is 405-622-8448. If you're a pastor, text pastor to that number. If you're a member and you want to pray for your pastor, just text pray, and we'll get you connected. You can get the book that way as well. If you just text that number and say you want to get the book, we can get you connected with our staff, and our staff will be willing to help. We want every pastor to be covered. And if it's just one person in that church that's praying for the pastor, what a wonderful thing. It may not be, if it's not one, then it could be a small group. It could be a ministry. It could be auxiliary. It could be the Sunday school class, small group class. It could be the prayer circle. We just want every pastor to have a group of members who are praying for the pastor. And we focus on five areas. Their headship, their lordship, their stewardship, relationship, and hardship. And so each day throughout the week, we're going to be training our people how to pray God's word over them. And so the book has 31 chapters. It's a small devotional. And then we actually give them the play. We say, pray for your pastor, that your pastor would be able to deal with his relationship with the Lord, that he spends time praying, he spends time studying God's word and having a quiet time, and it goes on. Pray for his relationship with his children, pray for his relationship with his wife, and pray for the relationship he has with his staff, and you know, and pray on Saturday that he rests and he has the time that he needs to refresh himself for him to be able to stand on Sunday. And so we kind of cover the whole gamut. And if you want to, you know, really understand the life of a pastor, you want to learn about your pastor, and you want to pray for him, this is the way to do it. Give your pastor a high five. It's available right now for us to go into the month of August, praying and covering the one who covers us.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. Get connected with these resources. Pastor Gaddis, thank you for coming on the podcast today. Thank you for making this an emphasis here in Oklahoma that many others can plug into as well.
Thank you, Brian. It has always been a pleasure to work alongside of you, and thank you so much for your support for praying for pastors and pastoring ministries. We couldn't do anything we do without people like you. So thank you so much for your stewardship.
It's our joy. God bless you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.